quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast. Sitting across from me is my co-host, Noelle.
That's me. I'm Noelle. Hi.
And I am the other host,
Nicole.
I didn't say hostesses. How's it going, everybody?
They can't answer you, but they will.
Great. That's great.
Hey, everybody. If you're listening right now, tell us how you're doing and we'll get it psychically.
Yeah, we can hear everything that you say in your cars or in your if you're working. So whatever you're saying, I can hear it.
That's true.
Oh my God, that's so funny, Jan.
You're never alone.
You're never alone. We hear everything.
We see all.
Oh,
man. I got to tell you, Nicole.
Yeah.
We talk about this. I talk about this every day now and on most of these intros. So I do want to apologize.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I'm tired, man. It's spring outside.
Yeah.
And like, I just want to like lay in the grass and like rot outside under like the full eclipse and like look at it with my bare eyes.
You mean you don't want to work 8 hours in front of a computer screen at a desk that you don't move from besides to go to the bathroom or to get food?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Do that either.
What is that?
Yeah, I'm not made for this life.
Dude, I'm not made for
working my 9 to 5.
My back hurts. My neck hurts so much.
And my pussy and my crack too.
Well, I mean, obviously it's
the neck. Don't even get me started on those.
It's the neck, the back, the pussy and the crack.
Yeah.
That suffer the most during desk work.
Honestly, it's those four things.
Everyone knows.
It's not healthy for us.
No.
Humans shouldn't be forced to sit in front of computer screens for 8 hours a day.
Whoever invented the Excel sheet, I just want to talk.
I mean, Excel is very helpful, though. It makes desk work easier.
I don't want to do a desk work.
No, I don't either.
I wasn't born for this. I was born to, like, lay on, like, the shore of, like, a little... little river and like read poetry on like a beautiful hand knit blanket that I knit myself and like drink champagne and like just languish the days away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need? Did I say this last time? I need a prescription for the seashore.
I think you did say that. Yeah.
I need it, man. If there's any doctors out there that can write me a prescription.
Funny thing about prescriptions is that even if you have one, your doctor won't continue it unless you get permission from the person who prescribed it to you, apparently.
Yeah.
At least that's the case with me right now, and it's so fucking frustrating.
Even if it's a long-standing prescription.
Even though, like, I've been on this medication for a long time.
Yeah.
And I just, like, had to see a new doctor because I got new insurance.
You know what else is really funny about prescriptions? Yeah. Sometimes your insurance is like, oh, that's $300.
Even though you pay monthly.
Even though you pay out-of-pocket $10,000.
Even though you pay, like, $50 to $200 out of every paycheck for health insurance.
Yeah. Plus deductibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to hit that first before they do anything. And then even if you do...
They're like,
it's not covered. We don't wanna, so we're not gonna.
It's not covered.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you needed blood work?
Oh.
Oh, we don't cover that. Go ahead and get it.
That'll be $500.
Submit it to us.
We're gonna deny it.
We're not gonna pay for it.
But we'd like to see it.
But we do think you need to get it, so... Yeah, for sure.
This is just a complaining intro.
I'm in the throes of like an existential crisis and like so full of disillusionment.
I think we all are. I don't think you're alone. I think, I'm there with you, and I think probably most of our listeners are as well. So,
what's going on? Is this some sort of interactive theater art piece?
And we're all fucking stuck in this interactive theater art piece?
And we can't get out. Can't do it.
I want out. I want out of the art piece.
It's a simulation. It's not an art piece.
Look, here's the thing is that I think I would find...
Simulation.
I think I would find great comfort in knowing for a fact that this is a simulation.
I want to know who's playing me in the video game. That's what I want to know.
Honestly, why are they doing this? Because
fuck you.
I mean, they made me ridiculously good looking, but other than that, why did they torture me so? Anyways, let's change the topic.
What if we have the same person playing us, though? That's the last thing I want to say.
You know what? Maybe, because we are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
So, could be.
They just got too many characters going on.
Yeah. I get that. You know, too many.
Yeah.
too many irons
they
in the
switch
fire.
Off.
That's yeah. You
between
know,
the two of us, that's what they're doing.
That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I just power down and stand in the corner and don't do anything. I think it's burnout, but actually, you're just being played.
Yeah.
That's why when you go to the office, you don't exist in my life.
Yeah, so then I just am glitching.
Yeah.
Well, not glitching, but I'm just like sitting at my desk doing nothing, and then you're being played.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks that you are only being played when you're working a day job, though.
Fucking bullshit, man. It's fine. I don't really, I mean, I'm just kind of like fucking around outside.
You go rogue.
You know? I do. I go too rogue sometimes. I did a lot of research on this one that was super fun. This one is kind of a fun episode. I've been very excited to do it. You know what I'm not excited for? I have one more thing to complain about.
Okay.
It's like lawn care season.
That means lawnmowers.
I had a dream last night that we were recording.
While we're recording, yeah.
And there were lawnmowers outside. And I like went out there and I was like, hey guys, like, can you just like take five? Like, we're almost done with this show. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh yeah, no problem, no problem. And then they stopped mowing the lawn and they started like weed whacking. And I was like, guys, no. And it was just like one thing after another. And it was like driving me insane, which feels like an, like, I don't know, an allegory for my life.
Well, that, I mean, that happens quite often when we're recording, especially if it's during this time right now, actually. So we might have to stop this episode. Speaking of dreams, you know what I had a dream about last night?
What?
I had a dream that we were walking through a swamp and we were actually with like a, we were at a con and we were, Amy Bruni was leading us. So she was like at this con and I guess we were ghost hunting in this swamp. So she's
we're
leading
ghost
us.
Ghost humping?
Yeah. And so she's leading us and there were like, we were walking past these trees and there was snakes just hanging down from these trees. And I stuck my arm out and a snake wrapped around my arm. And
well,
I was like,
you're
oh,
a snake guy, so.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. And it was like this little green snake and he was so cute. And then all of a sudden he starts strangling my arm. Like I look down and my arm is like purple and blue and there's like his like strangling my arm. Like there's like the sides are like.
No, little snake, no.
Yeah, and then I look at its tail, and it has, like, a one of those, like, spiky tail, like...
Like a
dragon tail. Yeah, no, like a dragon tail with, like, the spikes. And it had that, and it was, like, sticking into my arm. And I, like, wasn't panicking. I was just like, huh, maybe I should get this off. So then I took the snake off, and I, like, flung it off of me. And then I remember we were just, like, continuing our ghosts hunting through the swamp, I guess. And I was like, does anyone know if that snake is poisonous? And then I woke up. So, yeah.
That feels like a thing that would happen.
Yeah, totally, yeah, right? 100%. I would be like, hi, little friend.
You would reach out to touch a snake, which is great. I love that about you. And then you'd be like, oh, so I got bit by this snake.
Like, he was, it was lime green and he had a spiky tail.
I'm going to say poison.
It looked like it was poisonous.
Poison.
But.
What if it, like, turned you into, like, some sort of zombie? That'd be kind of sick.
I mean, I wish I didn't wake up after that because then we would have found out. But unfortunately, I did. So, yeah.
That's the worst. When you wake up in a dream you want to stay in.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Maybe that's the real us out of the simulation, you know? Like when we dream.
Hunting for ghosts in a swamp with snakes all around us.
Yeah.
I love that.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be fun, though, if like our real life was our dreams?
I have a lot of nightmares, so no. It would not be.
I don't. I used to get night terrors as a child, like really fucking bad.
Oh,
really
bad. Dude, I have so many nightmares. I have nightmares every single night.
I taught myself how to wake up from them.
Yeah, I do that, too. I mean,
and then like since then, they're like, we can't get you anymore. You know how to get out of it.
Oh, I'm just like in it. And I'm like,
I want to have a nightmare. I haven't had a nightmare probably in like 8 years.
All right. Well, meet me on the fucking astral plane and you can jump into mine.
I've been
okay.
Trying. Noelle and I have been trying to meet each other in our dreams.
I haven't seen you.
Hasn't worked.
No.
I don't remember my dreams often.
Oh.
So
I wake up a lot and I think that's why I remember my dreams. Because I wake up, like, in between them.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's usually when I remember mine, too. So, yeah.
I have a fun fact that I learned that's not related to this episode at all, but I did find it while doing research on medieval Europe.
Oh, hit us with it.
So this is a completely random fact that I just need to drop into the world, okay?
Please.
The word butt, BUTT.
Yes.
Is a medieval unit of measurement for wine.
How many butts of wine?
Well, a buttload of wine.
Oh, okay. Wait, a buttload is an actual measurement? No, it's not.
475 liters or 126 gallons of wine.
I would be done with that in a week. I could drink that.
How many bottles is that?
I don't know. Isn't it like 1.75 liters is a bottle?
Is that right? I don't know.
That's a buttload of wine, though. Literally.
How many liters in a bottle of wine? There's 0.75 liters. Holy shit.
Okay.
So 475 liters. That's like 600 bottles of wine in a buttload.
Wow. Okay.
That's really cool.
I didn't know that a buttload was like an actual legit measurement term.
It's real. Okay. Yeah. A butt. B-U-T-T.
Huh.
So a buttload of wine.
Okay.
I thought that was sort of fun, and I thought everyone should know that.
That is quite fun. I am having fun.
Are you having any fun?
I am having lots of fun.
Okay, good. All right, let's get into this freaking episode. We just complained for 45 minutes. Important question that's going to make or break our friendship. I warned you about this earlier.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this is very important to me. Yeah. This is a two-part question.
Okay.
Okay, part the first. Do you want to play mermaids?
I always want to play mermaids. And why do you think I bought a kiddie pool for our backyard?
We have two kiddie pools.
It's almost kiddie pool season.
I fucking know. It's almost kiddie pool summer.
I used to play mermaids all the time with my friends.
Dude, playing mermaids is so fun.
I grew up with a pool in my backyard. So, yeah, we played mermaids all the fucking time.
Okay, so we're going to play mermaids. Okay. I knew you would play mermaids with me.
Yeah, obviously.
Question the second, part two of the mermaid question. What color would your tail be if you were a mermaid? What would your like mermaid aesthetic be?
I'm thinking, and I'm just like, this is just mermaid colors. I'm thinking like a purple and turquoise.
Oh yeah, you give purple and turquoise energy.
Like I feel like I would have purple hair and a turquoise tail.
That would be really nice.
Like a light purple though. Like a lilac purple.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then like a bright turquoise.
Okay, turquoise. Would you? Yeah. What's the shell bikini top? You going shells?
Ooh yeah, I'm obviously going shells.
Yeah.
What else would you go? There's no other option.
I think I might do starfish.
Oh, shit.
Starfish is kind of fun. Kind of funky fresh.
Then you wouldn't even need any straps. They'd just be like little pasties. They like just suck right
suck on. Suck onto my nipples. No. They're living creatures.
That sounds weird.
I don't want that anymore. That
sounds super weird.
I don't want that anymore.
Well, you said it, so you need to have it.
I don't want it anymore. Can I just have like really long, like luscious mermaid hair that like I don't even need like a top because like you could like
it
never
just covers your titties.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. I want a shell top though because I think they're super cute.
They are super cute. And you are like an accessory girly.
Yeah.
I think my mermaid tail, this is going to be out of left field here. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, what? You know, I think it's got to be pink sparkles.
Yeah.
It's got to have sparkles.
Of course.
But I'd like to think that my mermaid hair would be like my natural hair color, just like dark brown.
Yeah.
But I have like iridescent pieces in it.
Okay, so you've got like little glitter
like tinsel
extensions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that might be nice.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We can change our tops around, right? Like we don't have to wear the same top all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
we have,
obviously.
Like kelp tops. We could have like weird little like starfish tops. We could have like Yeah, I don't know.
What other things are there in the sea?
A lot of water bottles. Pollution. We just pollution.
I'll have bottle caps. on my nipples.
Those are really small. It's really nice.
Yeah, you just stick them right on like little pasties.
I'm going to take like the tops off of soda cans and make like knit them together with kelp and make like a chainmail top.
Yeah, That's cute, like a crop top.
Oh, for sure.
A chainmail crop top.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to need one of those, too.
Yeah, I'll make them for, like, all of us. Okay. Like, we'll all have them. And then we can, like, use them to, like, blind sailors.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, everyone listening, do you want to play mermaids? And also, if you do, what color would your tail be and what would your top look like?
We'll wait for you guys to answer.
Yeah, so answer right now or email it to quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. Thank you so much. So along with that, we are talking about mermaids today.
Yeah, we are.
Which I think is super funky fresh. and super fun. I wanted to do a cryptid. You know, we've been doing some true crime stuff. We've been doing like some whatever, like some cool stuff, real cool. But I'm just like in the mood for something girly. It's summer. I want to do something kind of funky, fresh, and summery.
It's spring.
It's summer.
It is not.
My brain's on summer vacation.
In no way, shape, or form is it summer.
What month is it?
It is April.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
In 2 months, it's summer.
Maybe in like Australia. Aren't they on like the opposite schedule of us?
Yes, it's fall there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's not summer anywhere in the world.
No.
Fuck.
Fortunately.
All right. Well, I'm in a summer state of mind and I wanted to do mermaids because mermaids, for some reason, are summer to me.
I support that. I support it.
Thank you. And I don't know about you, but when we as a society think of mermaids, there is one very iconic movie featuring a mermaid that comes to mind, right? Everyone, I say mermaids. What's the mermaid movie out there?
Little Mermaid.
Zoolander. The iconic scene where Derek Zoolander lets us all know that water is the essence of wetness. And he's in that bar with his daddy, who's Christopher Walken, and it's a minor. And they see that commercial. And he swims up. And his dad's like, I just thank the Lord that he's talking about their beautiful dead mother, that she didn't have to live to see her son as a mermaid. And he yells, merman, father. Merman.
Merman.
Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of mermaids.
I think of the Little Mermaid. But
okay, I'll take it. I also think of Barbie now, too.
Oh, isn't Dua Lipa the mermaid?
Yeah. So is, what's his name? Isn't that guy? John Cena. How did I forget John Cena's name?
He was in the Barbie movie.
Isn't he a merman?
I don't remember that. But I believe you.
I don't know. Dua Lipa was for sure a mermaid. For sure. Anyways, I love mermaids. Mermaids have, I mean, basically permeated every facet of every culture, right? Everyone has like there's mermaid stories all over, from everywhere. We all grew up loving mermaids. I feel like everyone loves mermaids, don't you think? Unless you're like a longshore fisherman.
Remember that documentary?
Yes.
That they came out with on, I think it was Animal Planet.
Yes.
And they acted like it was real.
Yes.
And they acted like it was like a documentary about how mermaids are real, and the world fucking flipped out.
It is called Mermaids, The Body Found from 2011. It was on Animal Planet and Discovery.
Yes. And they like acted like it was real because it was on Discovery, the Discovery Channel and Animal Planet. And they've never like they don't do things like that where they like fake shit. And they were acting like they were like having scientists and like all these things. And it was insane. And then like everyone thought that mermaids actually existed.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, that was just a mockumentary. Like that was satire. We were just joking around.
Whose fucking idea was that? That's not what you guys do, first of all.
No.
Like, what?
Everyone thought it was real.
Someone got, like, super stoned and was like, wouldn't it be funny if we did, like, a documentary and we, like, pretended mermaids were real?
It was funny.
But, like, you're the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, we're supposed to, like, trust you, actually.
You're supposed to teach us, not, like, prank us.
Yeah, there was another movie that came out, or maybe it was an interview or something, and it's called Mermaids, The New Evidence, and it was, like, a couple years later, and they sort of like doubled down on it, but they like made it like even more like hokey, so like you would think it wasn't real this time.
Well, it was like, but leading up to it, like leading, because I remember they show you the body at the end, like the footage of like the kid on the beach, and the footage was, it looks so fucking fake. It looked so fake.
It's like burned in my mind though.
Yeah, when it's like, and it's like reaching up from like the seaweed, and it just looked fake. So they like up until that point, I remember watching it and being like, this is. Mermaids are real, dude. And then that last scene, I was like, oh, that's like the worst CGI I've ever seen.
It was pretty bad. Like, they should have just like left that out.
They should have just like practical effected it and just had like
a girl like dressed like a mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have actually probably been better. But
you know what? That brings me to my next topic.
Oh, yeah.
CGI has gone too far and we need to bring back practical effects.
Yeah.
They can be so good.
They are good. Even if they're bad, they're good. That's the thing about them.
Dua Lipa in the Barbie movie was a more convincing mermaid, real life mermaid, than the CGI mermaid from the fake Discovery mockumentary.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I think so. Also, did like a staggering amount of people think that mermaids are real.
Really?
Like a shit ton. Yeah, like.
Is it because of that mockumentary?
No, I think it's just because people want to believe mermaids are real. Mm. I mean, we've only explored like 5% of the ocean or something. Mm. So like we truly don't know what's down there.
Yeah.
Like they're finding new shit all of the time mm-hmm. in the ocean. Animals that they thought were like extinct for thousands of years. They're like, oh shit, there's a coelacanth. We thought those went extinct 40,000 years ago.
I'm just waiting for them to find the Meg. Like in the movie, the Megalodon. Meg.
I mean, wasn't Megalodon real?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so maybe there is one down there.
If you go far enough. In the movie, it's like they permeate this, like, I don't know, like layer of like water or something, and then the thing comes up from it.
Oh.
But he's just been like living underneath it, so he like hasn't been coming through.
Oh.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could. Have you seen the TikTok of the man on the boat? With, like, the mermaid
the
thing?
The sirens?
Yeah.
Okay, so I tweeted this yesterday.
Did you?
I was up. I didn't tweet the TikTok. I was up last night watching,
mermaid
TikTok. Siren TikToks?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Yes.
And I'm going to say it. Some of them gotta be real.
Dude, I remember watching that at, like, in my bed, just, like, doom scrolling TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking creepy because you see something on this. It's like a cargo ship or something. Yeah. And there's like obviously a bunch of men who work on it. And you see something like keeping pace with this boat.
Right.
And it's going pretty fast. And then like it looks like, I don't know, it could be a dolphin. It could be whatever.
Sure.
And then you hear like a woman.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like
and then she goes.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
And then she goes, jump in.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. It's so creepy.
So creepy.
Look it up if you haven't seen it.
I was watching another one yesterday of these girls, and they were like fucking around like on like a dock or whatever, and they're just like playing around. And she's like, guys, like we were so scared. She's like voiceovering it, and she's like, listen, right fucking here. And they're like just like fucking around, and they all stop, and they're like, is there someone over there like hurt? And you hear it, and it's like.
Yeah, because they like lure you in with like,
yes.
I'm hurt, help.
Yeah.
And then they drag you down.
Yeah,
the water
and they got like
depths.
Super scared and they like left. So I don't know. What if some of them are real? I don't. Here's a take. I don't not believe in mermaids.
No, me neither.
They might be real.
They definitely could be. The ocean is so unexplored.
Yeah, for sure.
That I think it would. It's like the ocean is kind of like space, dude.
It's scarier.
It's kind of like space.
I think it's scarier than space.
So, like, I know obviously space is obviously more, it's like indefinite, but
yeah.
The ocean is like our own little version of space.
Yeah, the horrors down there are none of my business. The horrors of the ocean are none of my business.
Yeah.
And we need to fucking stay out of it. Did we not learn from the submersible? Stay out of the ocean. It's not for you.
Absolutely not. Nobody
it's not
learned.
For you.
Not a single person learned from that.
No, I would go down there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to not swim or go on, like, you know, interact with the ocean.
Yeah. Well, I shan't be interacting with the ocean.
I shan't be interacting with the Titanic, so, unless it's above water.
Man, we just went to this Titanic museum, or, what was it? Not a museum. It was like a...
Exhibit. It was like a pop-up exhibit.
It was like a privately owned shit that wasn't actually even fucking from the Titanic. It was from like a different ship. I was like, oh, we just like paid for some guy to show us a cup.
There wasn't even any cups from the Titanic.
It was from like... There was one cup from the Titanic. Remember?
Oh, I missed it.
I have a picture of it. I'll show you the Titanic cup.
Thank you.
It was really nice. But they said that because of like the rising temperatures in... just like the ocean and like erosion and stuff like that. But the Titanic itself only has like 20 years left before it like completely disintegrates.
Was it like, it was like 20, I think it was like 2035 or something.
Yeah, it's like no time at all.
It was like the Titanic's just like gonna disappear.
Yeah, it's just like dipping out.
Yeah.
So rip to a real one, I guess. Anyways, back to this.
Get back on track.
All right, back on track. Mermaids might be real. That's a thing that I do genuinely feel that rhymed unintentional. But I was saying, obviously everyone knows the real mermaid that everyone knows, Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Mm.
We know her. We love her. The OG animated one, they just remade it, live action, just pretty cute. Have you read the actual story by Hans Christian Andersen?
Yeah.
It's dark as fuck.
It's really dark. I mean, all of those early, those like...
Grimm's fairy tales.
The fairy tales, and there's like all early versions of fairy tales are all really messed up.
Yeah, they're super dark. I really like it. If you guys haven't read it, highly recommend. It's pretty dark. So the word mermaid can be broken down pretty easily. I mean, mare means sea, obviously. Maid, again, obviously, young woman, mermaid, not that complicated, right? The English word mermaid first appears written in 1390 in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales story.
No way!
Nun's Priest's Tale.
I love the Canterbury Tales.
I also love them. Were we just talking about Chaucer on the last episode, or is that a fever dream that I had?
I think that was a fever dream, but I think we were talking about, like, high school and... We were in that one class where we read Chaucer.
Oh, that's what we were talking in our real life about Chaucer.
In our real life, yeah.
Yeah.
And how, like, I'm just a fucking nerd for British literature, just in general. So.
Yeah. You know how, like, you guys all just, like, sit around and, like, talk about Chaucer with your friends?
That's yeah,
literally,
totally.
Literally what we do sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first time that the word mermaid appears, which we'll talk about later. I have, like, a little excerpt from it that was sort of fun. Even older still is the word siren, which is a sea nymph who, by singing, lures sailors to their destruction. This comes from the Old French sirene, which comes directly from the Latin siren, which comes directly from Greek siren. So this appears in Homer's Odyssey.
Oh, well, we were just talking about the Odyssey.
Right? So that's the first time that siren is, like, written down, which you have to think a lot of legends and stuff were all just oral tradition before, like, the Greeks started writing things down. I mean, obviously, like, Egyptians and stuff were writing, but, you know, like, this is, like, the first time we see the word siren written in a book in Homer's Odyssey. Mm. As long as there's been a sea, people have been afraid of it, obviously. And there's been a legend of the mermaid in some sort of capacity. So, what exactly is a mermaid? The modern mermaid is a woman, or I guess sometimes a man, but mostly a woman.
That's like a merman.
Oh, shit. Fucking sorry.
Merman!
So, their lower half is a fish's tail. Top half is a human. They're like a half-human, half-aquatic creature. Mermaids are water sprites or water spirits. Super fun. In early Greek mythology, sirens were depicted as birds with human heads. Did you know that?
I think I did know that, actually, because not only am I a nerd for British literature, I'm also a nerd for Greek mythology.
She is. This is why we talk about Homer and Chaucer.
All of the time. That's all the only thing I talk about.
It's crazy, guys. She
and ancient Egypt. I really love that too.
She has three.
Those are my three
things.
Those are my three topics in school that I just ruled at.
It's true though, actually. Like, that's Nicole's holy trinity for real.
Yes.
So they were half bird, half human, which is, I never really thought of that as, like, being a siren, I guess. Like, when I think of sirens, I think of, like, a beautiful woman sitting on, like, a rock, calling to sailors, being like, hey, come over here. Hey, Camille. And they're like, oh my God, is she from Long Island? I'm into it. And then they, like, go. What if sirens were, like, from Jersey?
Well, I mean, Jersey is near the ocean, so there could be mermaids from Jersey. Like, that's not too far-fetched.
On the Jersey Shore. They all have bumpets.
Right. There's a Snooki one.
Oh, they're absolutely.
That's just, like, drunk all of the time and a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she's drinking, like, seaweed wine. She's smoking seaweed. Okay, so sirens were depicted in Greek mythology as being half bird, half human. But by the classical Greek period, they began being depicted as part fish. So I'm going to use the term mermaid and siren sort of interchangeably, because the only real difference is that sirens, like, lure people to their deaths. Mm. And while mermaids don't always do that, sometimes they're just, like, chilling, like, vibing.
Yeah.
Mermaids do also have a history of, like, luring people to their death. So, like, a siren and a mermaid are not the same thing.
Yeah. I always thought, like, when I think of a siren, I think more so that their features are more fish-like.
Yeah.
Like, they do have, like, the top half human and the bottom half fin, but like their faces are more like when I hear siren, I think more so along like sci-fi mermaid. And then when mermaid, I think like fairy tale Ariel, you know?
That's interesting.
Like the siren's like kind of like the evil, like mysterious, like, I don't know, more realistic version of it to me, probably just because it's in like mentioned more in like literature and just like.
Yeah.
History, you know?
That's interesting. Because when I picture a siren, I think of just like a woman with like no fish parts, actually.
No fish parts?
Not even one fish part, no.
Not even a flipper?
Maybe like she has like webbed feet, there. But like that's it, kind of. Like you don't really know. But they're pretty similar. And their lore overlaps like almost completely, like almost entirely. There's like.
Right.
Just a little bit of pre-siren or pre-mermaid siren activity is what we're going to call that, I guess. So around 5000 BCE, we see our first recorded mention of a human fish person. The Babylonian god, A. It's spelled E-A, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that good? Yeah.
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 Yeah. So he is the god of water and wisdom. He was not necessarily a mermaid, but he did have the body of a fish. He also had like human feet and arms and the head of a person. So he was like semi-aquatic.
He's like, that's like the worst.
I know, like the ugliest kind of mermaid that there
so
could ever be.
So his top half was a fish, but then he had legs and arms?
Yeah, so he was a fish body. Picture a fish body.
That's so
human
bad.
Human head. Okay, little neck, human head, right? Arms, T-Rex style, human arms coming out of a fish body instead of fins.
Wow.
But then also a whole ass tail and like human legs.
Oh, he had a tail too?
Yeah, he was like a fish body with the leg, like with like the tail, but then also human legs.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So he could walk and swim.
He could. He was like a salamander that way.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of. Then in 1000 BCE, the Assyrian goddess Argeteus, yeah, for sure, was depicted much like a Western mermaid. She was a beautiful maiden with the tail of a fish instead of legs, so she wasn't a freak like this other guy was. She was the goddess of fertility and the water of life. Hmm. And fun fact, men used to castrate themselves to honor her, which I think is really nice.
That's great. I love that for them.
It's super great. And then a king was like, yeah, you got to stop doing that, man. Like, we don't have any dudes to, like, breed.
And we don't need them. And they're just need one, really.
They're like, no, 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 it's cool because she's the goddess of fertility. So if we cut our balls off, and he's like, I don't know science yet because this is 1000 BCE, but it's not working. So maybe we keep our balls.
And I think like after one person had done it and it hadn't worked out the way that they thought, then maybe they should have stopped, you know?
Well, he made it a law that if you cut your balls off for this woman, for this goddess, that he will also cut your hands off.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's not fair.
No, it's not nice either. No hand, no balls.
What about do what you want? Like, I don't care. Do what you want.
I feel like do what you want, man. You want to cut your balls off to like.
Whatever makes you happy.
I think you should do it. I think you should do it. I think
support
that would be nice.
You.
I think it's nice.
Do it. If you want to do it, do
it. If you want to do it, do it. Your body, your choice.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's honestly extends, rude. That's rude of him.
It's very rude. He's policing these men's bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how they like it.
They don't.
They don't like
Turns
it.
Turns out they don't.
Turns the fuck out. So our girl, what did I call her?
Atargatis.
I don't speak Assyrian. I'm sorry, you guys. She was referred to as the fish goddess. And legend has it that she once had a human form. So she was born, she was always a goddess, but she was born looking like a human. Mm-hmm. And she fell in love with a regular human man. And the two of them had a daughter. But she was so distraught because, according to Assyrian legend, if a god and a mortal bang, the mortal dies.
Oh.
Yeah, so she like falls in love with this dude. I think his name was Simon or something. And he dies because they banged.
Did she tell him before or was it just like
no,
a
like
surprise?
She didn't. She's like, no, like nobody knew.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, that really sucks. So she has his daughter and she's so distraught that her boyfriend is dead that she hurls herself into a lake to drown herself.
Oh, Isn't she a mermaid though?
No, she's a human in this play. Oh, okay. She's a god in human form.
Okay.
So because she is a god, she doesn't die. And she emerges from the body of water with the body of a fish and the head of a woman, like the upper half of a woman.
Okay.
Depending on what you read, she's either like a mermaid like we think of it with like just the tail. Mm-hmm. Or some people say she's like a giant fish with a human head.
God, that would be so unsettling to see.
So unsettling. Like, I thought like the big mouth Billy Bass that used to sing. Remember that?
Yeah,
I thought
that thing
was
awesome.
Unsettling.
No, I think that I like that. I like that thing.
Should we get one of those?
I kind of want one for our studio.
I was looking them up yesterday on eBay while I was doing this research because I was thinking about them.
Yeah.
First of all, they're calling them vintage.
I was going to say, if anyone listening has one like in their garage or basement that they don't want anymore,
send it to
P.O. Box 1212 in Des Plaines, Illinois 60017. Please.
Please, we want it.
We want it.
We want it.
We'll hang it right above us when we record.
Oh, shit. You know what? That would look so fucking tight
perfect
right
spot
there.
Right there.
That'll be our new sign-off, too. We'll hit him at the end after we say bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really nice. Yeah, if you guys have a big mouth Billy Bass.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, babe. That's one of the songs that he sings.
What if we had... I'm not going to get greedy here, but what if we had three and they all sang in chorus? That'd be really
they
beautiful.
Harmonized.
Oh, my God. I need it. Didn't they
oh
do
God,
that?
Oh, God. We need it. Oh,
we
God.
We need it. In Greek mythology, the Nereids, or sea nymphs, were beautiful women with the tail of a fish. There were 50 Nereids said to inhabit the Aegean Sea. All of them were daughters of Nereus and Doris. Doris is the funniest name for a Greek god in the whole, like, that's hilarious.
It's like Athena, Demeter, Hera,
Doris,
Aphrodite.
Hi, I'm Doris.
And Doris.
It's Hi. Me. It's me, Doris.
It's pretty good.
I feel like, I don't know, it's my favorite one I've ever heard. So
it reminds me of the SNL skit where it's like Kristen Wiig and she's got the little arms and that's like all of her sisters and she's like, and I'm.
Yeah.
I don't even know what her name is.
Doris.
But. Doris.
Yeah. So one of these Nereid, their names were Thetis, and they were the mother of Achilles of tendon fame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then another, I was going to list them all, but that's too many Greek names and I can't say them all. Yeah. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Another was called Amphitrite, who was the mother of Triton, son of Poseidon, who is obviously the Little Mermaid's dad.
Yeah.
That's so fun, right?
King Triton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of Little Mermaid fame.
Wow.
He is the Little Mermaid. The lore behind the Nereids is that their parents were two of the original Titans. Their father being the Old Man of the Sea. He was the son of the sea and the earth. So like his mom was the earth and his dad was the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, Doris, who is the granddaughter of the sky. So Zeus and his siblings were said to have overthrown the Titans to gain control as gods. So, like, the Titans are, like, the old gods, like, old with an E, that came before, like, Zeus and, like, the whole, like, Hercules moment.
Yeah.
Sirens by name appeared in Homer's Odyssey, like we said, but he did not describe them, like, physically, aside from their ability to lure sailors to them with their beautiful singing voice. The mythos behind the siren begins with them as beautiful women with wings of a bird. Their beautiful song beckons whomever hears them to travel, like, without thinking of consequence at all, to the siren song. So, like, you hear it and, like, you start floating through the air like you're going to a pie on a window. Like, old-timey, like, cartoon style.
You're, like, captivated by this beautiful voice.
Exactly. Like, you can't think of anything but her. And honestly, that's the way it should be.
And you're like, who is she? I must find out.
Ladies and gentlemen... Her. The Greek name Sirene is believed to come from the idea of being entangled with rope. So almost as if a siren would grab you and like trap you with their song, like tie you up with their song.
Okay.
A selling point of the siren was that they were gorgeous women that promised you anything you wanted, like at all. So they would call to you and like, I mean, you're on a boat for months at a time, right? Just like with a bunch of dudes. Definitely an incel, like, let's be honest. So they would use their feminine wiles and be like, hello boys,
hello.
and they would lure you over to where they were. You'd be like, oh yeah, what's up? Going on a date tonight. Obviously, this spells tragedy if the sirens are located on, like, let's say a craggy island or like a coastline, and the person that they're luring is in a ship that will crash when it reaches that craggy island or coastline. Sometimes sirens are described as having bird bodies with the head of a woman. And other times they're described as being women just with like long, beautiful wings.
Is there a reason, I don't know if you talk about this later, but is there a reason why they're so like hell-bent on killing men or sailors, or is it just like for fun?
Just like for fun.
Like they're just bored and they're just like, you know what'd be really fun?
Yeah, I think that like a lot of ancient mythology is just like, how do we cause as much chaos to humans as possible?
Mm.
And like sometimes we're good.
They're just like bored.
But sometimes we're bad.
It's like they don't like eat them or anything.
Not that I know of.
They just like to kill them for fun. It's like sport.
There is a siren that we'll talk about later that they do like devour the person they're described as, but I don't know if they actually physically eat their body or if it's like they take their soul.
Yeah, I think I've heard like the soul taking.
Yeah, so that
comes to sirens.
Might be
or,
the
like,
case.
Like eating the souls, yeah.
But I feel like they're just doing it for fun, honestly.
Yeah, that's like, kind of what it seems like.
Yeah, like why not, you know? In the 2nd century Greek lore, sirens were given wings, but they were also given the scaly body of a serpent. So like when they were like appeared in paintings, they had wings, they had big beautiful wings and like the upper half of a woman, but then also like the tail, like a scaly tail, like a dragon tail or like a lizard tail or like a snake almost. They were regarded as the ultimate temptation. Like you can go to them. You'll be led by their song, but they are evil and you will absolutely die if you try. Which I think part of that might also just be like, you know how a lot of lore comes out of people warning people of things just in general? So like the sea is dangerous.
Well, it's also like usually it's a female, and I think a lot of lore also kind of pins that on the female too. Like she's a succubus, like Eve even was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And so like sirens too, it's like, oh, devil woman.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, careful. Women are inherently evil.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like we are, but like.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true.
I mean, obviously. But like, I mean, no one talks about how like Eve ate that apple and left no fucking crumbs. So Eve fucking ate. Let's be honest. Sorry, he was too fucking weak to deal with it.
Mm.
That's fucking right. A siren also symbolizes halves. So half woman, half creature, half sea, half land. So like you live, sailors at the time like spent half their life on the sea, half their life on the land. Half living, half dead was also like a really big thing with sirens. Like they kind of like went in and out of like realms.
Zombie mermaids.
Yeah, exactly. Zombie mermaids, 100%.
Wait, why hasn't anyone made that movie?
I don't know. Let's make that movie.
Dude,
zombie mermaids.
Sci-fi.
Whoa.
Zombie mermaids.
Maybe like, oh my God, I love it. Like
wouldn't
they're going to make
so fun.
That would be so fucking sick. Like you eat like fish that like gives you like makes you zombified and like turns you into a, like a
it
zombie
turns
mermaid.
You into half fish and then you're like also a zombie. or
that's so sick.
Somebody, I mean, this has been done before, but somebody spills some kind of chemical into the local watering hole.
Yeah, obviously. The quarry.
Yeah, the quarry.
The quarry's been tainted.
And anyone who goes in there turns into a zombie mermaid.
But we're just a bunch of girls swimming in the quarry. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Now you're a zombie mermaid. Whoa. We're writing zombie mermaids after this.
Hello, Sci-Fi Channel. I have a new movie idea for you.
Call him up. Get Bruce Campbell on the phone. Let's do it. So, like I was saying, zombies. Nope, I wasn't saying that at all. You were saying zombies. I was saying mermaids. They're half living, half like dead is the idea. Because of this, they were often depicted in funeral art. They were thought of to sort of like ferry a person between the worlds.
Oh, that's fun.
They were neither living nor dead, so they could travel between the veil as they so chose. So why do I feel like sirens and mermaids are basically the same thing if one is a fish and one's a bird? You are definitely wondering to yourself.
No.
Fuck you. Well, according to the lore of Edmund Spizer's Fairy Queen Book II, written in the 1500s, the sirens challenged the Greek muses to a singing competition. Do you know who the Greek muses are?
Yeah, they were in Hercules.
Yeah, they were.
Who put the glad in gladiator? Hercules. They harmonize so well.
Nicole loves.
That's my favorite Disney movie.
I know. I love that.
It's the best one.
It's a great movie.
It is.
I was in love with Hercules and Hera.
What's her name?
No.
Megara. Megara. She's my favorite. She's my favorite Disney princess.
Yeah, for sure.
She's the best one.
She's a pretty good Disney princess.
She's got the best Disney song, too.
Yeah, and the best hair.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Totally.
100%. So the Greek muses, for those of you that are not obsessed with Hercules, are the god-born personification of knowledge in the arts. So there were a bunch of them. There were nine. And they were the personification of, like, poetry, literature, dance, music. Like, they were perfection. They were art. They were knowledge in human form. That's why they were so good at harmonizing. Obviously, the sirens lost because they literally went up against the personification of music and they thought that they were going to win a singing competition.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of not a good choice.
Not for me, dog.
Simon Cowell said no to this one.
You are absolutely disgusting.
As a punishment for their arrogance, the muses plucked out the feathers of the sirens and they turned them into little crowns for themselves. So upset by losing their ability to fly, they hurled themselves into the ocean and emerged with the tail of a fish instead of the wing of a bird. By this, the depictions of the siren began to only include a fish-like tail, and mermaids and sirens sort of became synonymous.
Mm.
A lot of this lore includes women hurling themselves into bodies of water.
Wait, so if we want to be mermaids, all we have to do is hurl ourselves into bodies of water?
Not a quarry, though, because we'll turn into zombie mermaids.
What if I want to be a zombie mermaid, though?
I mean, I kind of do, too. Would you want to be zombie mermaids this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want... Ooh, instead of playing mermaids, you'll play zombie mermaids?
Yeah, obviously.
What would your zombie mermaid tail look like?
It would be like puke green.
That's really good.
And then my hair would be like a dirty brown.
That's really nice. Hey, my hair's brown.
Yours not. It's not a dirty brown though.
Very true. Whatever. Mine would be like, I feel like orange, but like a toxic-y orange, you know? Mm. Like putrid.
Oh, wait. Actually, I want my hair to be that color too.
That would be pretty slay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a really neon orange.
I think my hair is going to be like Frankenstein green. Like really dark.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. You can for sure like see my teeth through like a hole in my jaw. So.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Anyways, now that we've done that. So in many languages, the word siren literally translates into mermaid. In Spanish, it's called Serena. French, Sirene. Italian, Serena. Like there's just so many more. So a lot of cultures, their word for mermaid is just basically some sort of iteration of the word siren. So, like, obviously, it's just going to, like, lay on top of each other. They're going to combine myths here. So we talked about our boy Chaucer earlier, and it was his first translation of the word siren, which he translated the word, it's Serena, into mermaidens. But it's spelled all fucked up because it's Middle English.
It's like if a kid was sounding out how that word should be spelled is how it's actually spelled.
Dude, Middle English is so hard to read. Did you ever read Beowulf?
Yeah. That we read it in the same class.
Oh, yeah.
European Studies.
Class. Yeah, we were. Is that Middle English? That's Middle English, right? That's not Old English. Old English is like undecipherable.
No, I don't know.
I don't know either. I love this shit, though, because it's like there was no standard for how to spell things. So they just kind of like made it up. And I feel like that's a whole vibe. So there was a whole song written in Middle English, and it's a bear to read. I did put it a little part of it down below if you would like to attempt to read that. But basically, it states that the mermaids sing a beautiful song, and the sailors fall asleep while listening to it. Then their ships run ashore, and the mermaids devour them.
Mm. So they do eat people.
I don't think they eat them, though. I think it's like they kind of like take their souls. So this song, it's from 1406. I don't want to read this. It's Spaketh of Mermaids in the sea, but it's spelled S-E-E. Also, mermaids is spelled completely differently.
Mermaids.
Mermaids. Speaketh of mermaids in the sea.
I think that's the accent you have to put behind this to make it make sense.
I mean, it's not Scottish, though. It's English. But it's English.
Like the way that it's spelled out, though, is like it sounds like it could be.
Yeah. This word is just a made-up letter. How pat so inly mare strength she. Like, what the fuck does that mean? That
no one
the
knows.
Shipman wherenth falleth asleep, and by air after devoured is e. From all switch song is good men, him to keep. Was that good?
That's good, yeah.
Thank you so much. One thing that I do need to bring up that made me laugh so hard is that in Old English, the word merwif, like they use merwif a lot instead of mermaid, M-E-R-W-I-F, or like merwif. However they fucking felt like spelling it that day, like it could have been anything.
Yeah. Nothing mattered.
Nothing mattered. It literally meant wife of the sea, merwif. But when they would say wife of the sea, it meant like an old sea hag. And I identify as old sea hag. I feel like that's nice.
That
like
is
that's
nice.
Like old Greg was an old sea hag.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I'm an old forest hag, I think.
Yeah. That's like you have like big like forest hag energy.
Yeah.
I think I have sea hag energy.
Mm.
What kind of...
I think you have garden hag energy.
Oh my God, thank you. Like flower hag?
Yeah.
That's really nice of you, actually. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
In one ancient Greek tale, the sister of Alexander the Great, her name was definitely something that I know how to pronounce, Thessalonica. Yeah. She was turned into a mermaid. So Alexander the Great had brought her back a flask of water from the Fountain of Immortality, which she chose to wash her hair with. And one day she had heard that her brother, who was off conquering and being great, had died. So grief-stricken, guess what she did?
Hmm.
She jumped into the sea to kill herself.
Oh, okay.
Hurling herself into a body.
Why
of
is
water.
That every? Is that like everyone's method? Like when they're upset, they're just like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, it was a pretty dramatic way to die. It's pretty sick, actually.
Where's the nearest sea I can throw myself into?
Honestly, I'm about to walk directly into Lake Michigan and just not stop.
The waves will push you back.
No! Since she was immortal, she did not die, but her spirit was carried on by the Aegean Sea to remain there forever. She took on the form of a mermaid, and she liked to play little pranks on ships. She also made the sea super rough because she was, like, grieving for her brother. She would roam around the sea for centuries, asking sailor if her brother was alive, and they all told her no. When they were like, no, Alexander the Great's been dead for, like, a long time, she would drag their ships to the bottom of the sea and kill them. Until one day, when she asked a sailor if her brother was alive, and he was like, yes, yes, he's alive, and he's out there conquering the world. You'd be so proud of him. They don't call him Alexander the Great for no reason. You know, he's out there being great, doing some cool stuff. And she was like, really?
Wait,
he was like, yeah, he's like super alive. Everyone that told you that he wasn't lied to you. And she was like, oh my God, like it's been centuries since I've seen him. And he's like, well, he's still super alive. So don't worry about that. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to make the sea safe just for you. And he's like, what if, hear me out. You did it for everyone. And she was like, you know what? Deal. And that's why you can sail in the Aegean Sea without having your ship crash.
There's not a ship has never crashed.
I don't know. They definitely have. But that's the lore, man. I'm not an oceanographer, Nicole.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I'm not a seaologist, okay? A philosopher from Milan whose name is Anna Eximander. For sure, from around 500 BCE, believed that mermaids were absolutely real, like 100%. He's like, I know they're real for a fact. I have this idea that human beings had once been semi-aquatic creatures, and mermaids are just the leftover missing link.
Well, he's not technically wrong, though.
No.
So
this is a real theory that people still believe. It's called the aquatic ape theory. And a lot of scientists are like, no. And some are like, well,
Yeah, I feel like it's very split.
Maybe.
Isn't that the theory that we came from like a little fish? We started as a fish and then the fish eventually decided it would like grew legs.
Like
and
a
then,
single cell organism.
Yeah,
in
and
the
then
ocean.
It like became an ape and then, yeah.
Well, I personally believe that God made all creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Including the mermaid.
Do you believe that the reason why we are we sin is because Eve ate an apple once?
No, I don't. Apples are delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, that's like the theory, right? That we all came out of like the ocean from like a single
cell.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what, yeah. So
why we would develop as half of a human being and then also half of a fish still in our evolutionary period, not 100% sure, but maybe this guy was right.
I mean, it's possible.
Well, there's also those out there that think that manatees and seals might also be missing links. Like between like a mermaid and like whatever came before them.
Yeah.
Because like they're not human-like.
And don't a lot of people mistake manatees for mermaids like all of the time?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. What have you seen a manatee?
I don't know what kind of human is fucking the Baron Harkonnen is floating around the ocean, I guess.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Baron Harkonnen is also the missing link between
between manatees and
humans. Yeah. But he's like a land mermaid. That's why he has to float.
Harkonnen, however you want to say it.
Harkonnens. That's why he doesn't have hair, because he's just a little manatee.
He kind of looks like one.
He doesn't not look like a manatee, and I'm never going to unsee that now. So people believe that, like I said, this is another missing link. Another theory as to how mermaids could possibly be absolutely real is that people genuinely believe that a group of human women had spent so much time in the sea diving for like fish and sponges or like whatever, just like frolicking in the ocean, that they began to take on qualities of fish. Yeah, I don't know if I'm sold on that one.
That's not how that works.
Like, they did, like, a Kevin Costner in Waterworld and, like, got, grew a tail because they swam
so much. About
Waterworld,
too. Two episodes in a row.
I'm always thinking about Waterworld, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't subscribe to that one.
I don't think that one makes any sense at all.
No, absolutely not. It would take far longer than what it has in order for that to be a thing.
Right. Also, they're saying that these actual women that were the ones swimming were like, wouldn't it be easier if I had a tail? Grew one. Nailed it. There we go. You know, like, no.
Don't, no, it doesn't work like that. I wish I had wings.
Oh, my fuck, it worked.
Oh, shit.
Wait, they're bat wings. Really cute, but
thank you.
Really tiny. Mm. All right, can we go over some folklore?
Yeah.
Love a little folklore. In Irish folklore, mermaids were unlucky omens, Mothman style. They foretold of disaster. But unlike Mothman, they also sometimes would provoke that disaster. So if you saw a mermaid, pretty much run, because bad things are going to happen. They were also said to be a sign of rough weather approaching. So if a seaman saw a mermaid, then it was going to be rough weather the next day. Sometimes mermaids would swim up rivers into freshwater lakes and pretend to be women drowning, which you talked about earlier, the siren thing.
Yeah.
So when a man would come to rescue her, she would drown him just for fun. Mermen did exist in Irish lore, which is rare because not all cultures believed mermen exist, but all of like most of them believe that mermaids exist.
Right, so then are mermaids hermaphrodites? Like, how do they reproduce?
Probably lay eggs like a fish.
But they would need someone to fertilize those eggs.
Maybe. I don't need no man. Maybe mermaids.
Maybe mermaids don't either.
Yeah, who knows?
Or they use the sailors.
Oh.
That's why they're lure them.
Oh, that's what they mean by devour them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is kind of gross, but.
I don't like it.
I mean, they are seamen.
There are some. There it is. Do we have a badum-ching? There she is.
There we go.
There she is. So in Irish folklore, mermen did exist, but they were described as being extremely ugly. Like the ugliest man you've ever seen in your life. And they also stayed away from humans. In a Cornish legend, a mermaid fell in love with a man, a singer named Matthew Truhella. The two fell in love and Matthew went with the mermaid to her home at Pendor Cove. The two could be heard singing together on warm summer nights. So they're just like, this is a happy mermaid story, right? And the Irish are like, they're really ugly and also kill you.
But only the men, though.
Only the men are ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, which tracks, actually. On the Isle of Man, mermaids of legend were basically just like people. Like, they were like half humans, like half fish still. But they just like lived in the sea and like they were like your neighbors. So like,
oh, chill.
Yeah, they're just like vibes. Like, you'd like be walking to work and be like, oh, hey, Tim. And he'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Nice.
Yeah, like it was great. Like, they were just like harmonious. They would hang out with humans sometimes, like that all like vibe in the ocean or like on shore or whatever.
Oh, that's fun.
Right? They would give them gifts and they would share food with them, which sounds really fun and nice.
I want a friend that's a mermaid.
Wouldn't that be so great?
Yeah.
One legend is of a family who would share their apples with a mermaid that lived near them. And the mermaid would use her magic to make sure that the family remained prosperous.
Hell,
she's like, we don't have apples in the ocean.
That's an easy trade.
So thank you so much. Here's money.
You want an apple? Here's all. Or you've got an apple? Here's all of this magic.
Yeah. And they're like, fuck yeah. Here's more apples. This fucking dumb fish lady thinks that apples were like.
Give you all the apples you need.
Well, how many? You tell us. Yeah, that's great. I also read one Isle of Man story about like a little girl mermaid, like a child mermaid, mm-hmm. who like kind of like jumped onto land and like stole a doll from a human child that was mm-hmm. just like sitting on the beach. And the little girl was crying and crying like the way little kids do. It was like, mm-hmm. and the mermaid girl went into the ocean and her mermaid mom was like, sorry, my kid does that. She's kind of like a klepto. And she gave the human girl's mom a pearl necklace.
Oh, that's another great trade.
To like apologize. And then the human mom sold it and they were like rich forever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So like mermaids were just like vibing like with the people on the Isle of Man.
Yeah. Because they're all like.
That sounds so nice.
Whatchamacallits.
Like. Oh, yeah.
Get it? They don't know like the people things. They all want the people. They want to brush their hair with forks and shit.
They
want
to be where the people are.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The Irish have a mermaid saint. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
How fun is that?
That is fun.
Her name is Leban.
Oh.
Which I don't know if that's how you pronounce that in Gaelic, because Gaelic is the most confusing it's probably language
like,
in the world.
Ashra.
It's probably like Sarah.
Yeah. It's Lisa.
Yeah, it might. Maybe, actually. Leban. I don't know. So this translates into beautiful woman. She was a regular human woman whose family was drowned when a spring burst under their home and it formed a lake called Loch Nega. Mm. She survived by living in an underwater chamber for an entire year. So there was like a bubble of air that like was down there.
Oh.
And she was like breathing and like totally surviving. And she's like, I'm sick of living here. So I'm actually just going to hop out of this house and like go to where the people are. And she emerged from the chamber. And when she did, she had the lower body of a salmon.
Salmon? Are salmon around Ireland?
I have no idea. But she's, I guess so. Because they have salmon in lore.
Okay.
And you're going to love this part. Mm. So she also had like a little dog, described as like a lap dog. And the dog turned into an otter.
Oh my God, it's me and Abra.
I know. That's what I thought of. It's like, it's you guys.
Abra.
So her little dog was an otter. And she was a woman with a salmon butt.
Oh.
She was just like kind of vibing in this lake and she would make herself like her way out to sea whenever she wanted. She was there for like 300 years, just kind of like doing her thing with her little otter dog. And one day she was spotted by a ship carrying a messenger sent by Saint Comgall to Rome. And he had heard her beautiful singing voice and he was like, hey, what's up, beautiful lady? Like your otter dog. Do you ever want to, like, leave the water and, like, come live on land with me? And she was like, yeah, for sure. I've been here for 300 years, and I'm very sick of doing this.
But so, how? Because she's got a butt of a salmon.
Well, he promised her that he needed 1 year to figure it out. Okay. And he would come back. So she was to meet this messenger 1 year later at the seaport inlet of Loch Larney. And she was just, like, she was there. She was waiting for him, waiting for her messenger to come back. She's like, I'm going to be on land. I'm going to be a human again. It's going to be amazing. My otter dog is going to be a real dog again. Mm-hmm. And the messenger trapped her with a fishnet.
What a dick.
Yeah. He like threw a net over her and dragged her onto land. And then the Christians were like, let's baptize her while we have her on land. Ugh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So they baptized her, and she was like a fish woman on the land. And they gave her a new name, the Myrgian.
Okay.
Was her new name, which means seaborne. And then she died immediately because she couldn't live on land.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. So her capturer was a dude named Baoan, son of Inli. Where the fuck that is. He's a fucking asshole, right? Just like trapping her with a net.
Son of dickhead.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, she died. We should make her a saint because we killed her and that sucks. And apparently her spirit was able to communicate with him. And she's like, okay, yeah, like make me a saint because you murdered me for no reason. Also, are you going to bury my body or just like leave me here?
Okay.
So there was like this huge dispute about where her body could be buried because she was technically a Christian now because she had been baptized. So like the Church of Ireland was like, we can bury her at the monastery if we want to. But then her people were like, no, no, she belongs to us. Like, we're going to bury her in our cemetery. And there was like this huge fight over it. But eventually she was buried at the monastery. And January 27th is her saint day. And the way to celebrate her is to eat a huge feast.
Oh.
Especially salmon.
That's fucked up.
Pretty morbid. No.
Do they have her grave, do you know, or is it not like a site?
It's like a legend that like she is buried. Oh, okay. Buried.
So she's they don't like, have like an actual grave where they're like, this is where she's buried.
No, it's like she's buried in a monastery near there, like somewhere in Ireland.
So every time we eat salmon, we should think about, what's her, Myrgin?
That's her Christian name. So I'd like to go by her original name, Levon. Levon and her otter dog.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to think that, you know?
Yeah.
In German lore, the Undine is a freshwater sprite who is immortal and has no soul. She's just like a mermaid, looking just like a mermaid, okay? Top half woman, bottom half fish lady. Although she can get a soul if she marries a human man and has his baby.
Ooh, so that's kind of like Ursula and... Oh, no, Ursula. Yeah, doesn't she get a soul if she gets Eric or...
Mm-hmm, Prince Eric.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the inspiration for the Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Yeah, 100%. So she can be a human being and get a soul if she marries a human man and then they fall in love and they have a baby. Well, love probably doesn't have anything to do with it. But if they have a baby. But if her husband is unfaithful to her, she can put a curse on his family or she can kill him.
That should be, yeah, I mean...
But then she has to return to the water.
Oh.
And, like, whatever that means, be a mermaid again.
Mm.
This is believed to be the inspiration for Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid.
Mm.
In Russian lore, the Rusalask, I can't speak Russian, are ghosts or undead remains of women and girls who either die in bodies of water or have their bodies dumped in water after they die. They are seductive, and they will kill any man that comes near them. So they'll, like, grab a man. They'll, like, call these men over and be like, help, help, I'm hurt. And then a man comes to save them, and they drag them underwater, and they drown them as revenge.
Mm, so they're, like, ghosts, mermaids.
Yeah, but they're, like, mermaids still.
Okay.
According to lore, their hair must be wet, or they will die. They can come onto land if they have a special comb that allows them to keep their hair wet while they're brushing it. So they come out of the water at night and they wander into the meadow and the fields and they sing like their beautiful siren song, and that lures their male victims back to the depths and then they kill them, which is super fun.
I like that.
One more little lore that I thought was fun. In China, the Zhao Ren, which is their mermaid, weaves beautiful fabrics while they cry. So they're always crying. They're like super sad mermaids.
Sounds depressing.
Right, but their tears turn into gems and pearls that like overlay the fabric, and then they gift this fabric to people that are kind to them.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That had a happy ending.
I know, I love that one. There are a lot of real mermaid sightings because, again, people believe mermaids are real. Have you heard of the Fiji mermaid?
I don't think so.
Okay, I put a picture of it here. This is a drawing of it. People also loved making fake mermaids and then pretending like they were real.
Oh, yeah. Like when you see like the Ripley's Believe It or Not, where it's like the sewn.
That's the Fiji Mermaid.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the same thing. It's the top half is a monkey and the bottom half
is a fish. I've seen shit like that in like the, I think it was like the Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a replica of the P.T. Barnum's original Fiji Mermaid. So that's what this is. So the Fiji Mermaid is that same thing. We'll post a picture on the grid and stuff so you guys can see what we're talking about. But this was supposedly a creature that was captured by a Japanese fisherman off the coast of the Fiji Islands in the South Pacific and preserved. This was a real, quote unquote, real fake mermaid that was exhibited around London in 1822. But like most people knew it was like a lie, because like if you look at this thing, you're like, that's not real.
Like I can see the stitching.
Like it's very clearly not a real creature, but sure, go off, I guess. The mermaid was actually made in China out of half of a monkey and half of a fish. They were sold all over. They started selling them in the mid-16th century is like the earliest.
Dude, I want one.
They're so sick looking, right?
I know.
It's also
so kind of
fucked up, though. Like, I don't know if I want a dead monkey in my house.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad.
It's taxidermied, though.
Not sure. It's not just like a monkey corpse. It's like taxidermied.
Right. It's not just like a dead monkey in your living room.
Yeah, that I definitely don't want. So these monkeys, I'm sorry, these mermaids were sold as souvenirs to tourists. And it was described by the soon-to-be owner of this Fiji mermaid, P.T. Barnum, as, quote, an ugly, dried-up, black-looking, diminutive species about 3 feet long. Its mouth was open, its tail turned over, and its arms thrown up, giving it the appearance of having died in great agony.
That's not good.
No, it's not great. And, like, if you see the pictures of, like, the reproductions, like the Ripley's Believe It or Not ones, it does look, like, fucked up. Like, it looks like it's not having a good time.
Mm.
Which I don't understand why you would taxidermy an animal to look like it was in pain.
Maybe they were just trying to taxidermy it to, like, look scary.
Probably. So this mermaid was either bought in 1822 by an American sea captain named Samuel Barrett Eddies, from Japanese sailors for $6,000, which is so much money.
What is that today?
Oh, give me 1 second. I'll tell you.
I'll look it up.
No, I have it right here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So he used money from the ship's expense account to like buy it. Like he like put it on credit and was like, this is a business expense to buy this mermaid, right? So that's one name we have, but then also there's like lore that P.T. Barnum made up that said that an unnamed captain from an American whaling ship actually bought it, which like, okay, like there's no proof either one did it.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to believe like the actual man's name who like owned the ship and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Samuel Barrett Eads bought this monkey for $6,000. Which is around $200,000+ in today money.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, that doesn't feel like a correct translation to me.
Oh, no.
We were talking about this earlier, how inflation rates don't make sense.
I feel like every site we use is like always different.
$6,000 in 1822 had to have been like an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
And, like, $200,000 is a lot of money right now, for sure. But that's also, like, people's yearly salaries.
Both of those amounts of money, either if it's $6,000 or $200,000, are both an insane price to pay for this item.
Yes.
Like, regardless.
Even $6,000 today money is stupid expensive.
Yeah.
So this mermaid is one of many that were sold. But the mermaid was displayed in London, like I said, in 1822, and it was advertised in a publication. So this guy buys it, right? And then he gives it to his son as like a gift. And his son's like, this is crazy. We got to get this information out there. So they advertise it in this publication, the Mirror, like the magazine that exists right now, the Mirror.
Hmm.
So they're doing this. A man from the Boston Museum sees it. His name is Moses Kimball. And he calls them up in 1842. And he's like, I simply must have this little guy. Like, gotta get him in my collection. So he buys it. He brings it to New York. And he shows his friend P.T. Barnum. Do you know what P.T. stands for?
No.
Phineas Taylor.
Really?
Isn't that like an old-timey-ass name?
Yeah.
Phineas Taylor Barnum.
Yeah, I can see why he went by P.T.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go by Phineas either. So he brought it to a naturalist, which was just like Do you know what a naturalist was in like the 1800s?
Was a scientist?
Yeah, that was like early, like like early biology, basically. Mm. But there was a point in science and medicine, we talk about this all the time, where if you were a man with enough money, you could just be those things.
Yeah. You just bought like a certificate that said you were, yeah. And then you were that.
Yeah. Like you went to Africa once, so you're an explorer. Yeah. Okay, what?
You stole a mummy from a tomb, and then all of a sudden you're like...
A naturalist. And an archaeologist.
Yeah, you're an archaeologist.
You could just like tell like anyone that you were anything, and they'd be like, oh, yes, I see. You're wearing a suit. I believe you.
I mean, it's still kind of like that today. If you have enough money, you can be anything. You can just pay a bunch of money to get into a college.
Yeah.
And then also pass and... Yeah.
Even like our beloved James Cameron, who is a great guy. Love James Cameron, right? He's like the number one oceanographer because he had the money to be that.
Because he's visited the Titanic more than any person in the world.
Yeah. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. If you have the money, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
The guy that owns Amazon went to space.
Just for fun. For shits and gigs.
This shit is still going on.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It'll never change.
No,
either.
It's so stupid. So this naturalist that P.T. Barnum brought it to, he's like, I need you to verify that this is a real mermaid. And the guy's like, look, I'm not going to do that.
Look, I don't even know what science is.
Science hasn't been invented yet.
No. It's called naturalism.
We still cut people's arms open and let the ghosts come out of their blood if they're not feeling well because we think it makes them better.
Yeah.
So, can't tell you if this is or is not a mermaid. And P.T. Barnum was like, it's so mysterious. Even the world's foremost naturalist doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, because he doesn't know anything.
That man doesn't know anything.
He never went to school for it. He just was it.
He just simply was it. So, P.T. Barnum is, at this point, renting this little mermaid monkey from Kimball for $12.50 a week, which I did not do the translation on.
Wait, he's renting it?
He's
so he
renting
just gets
it.
To keep it in his house.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't own this little mermaid, okay. But he's like partnered with Kimball, and he's renting this mermaid from him. P.T. Barnum then generated publicity for this mermaid by having an agent send an anonymous letter to New York, like to all these newspapers in New York, Montgomery, Alabama, Charleston, South Carolina. Right. So these letters come. These like anonymous letters. Saying that a man called Dr. J. Griffin had an object which he had caught in South America. Griffin was actually just a dude named Levi Lyman who loved to lie and worked for P.T. Barnum.
It's a great name for somebody who has that hobby.
So they like made up like this con. They're like, you're going to pretend to be a doctor. Because again, if you have enough money, you are. And you're going to write this letter to be like, look at this incredible thing that I found in the wilderness. Like, you have to believe me. I'm a doctor. So to keep the plan working, fake Dr. Griffin checks into a Philadelphia hotel with this mermaid. And he's like, no one can look at what I have. But he's like yelling that like in the middle of this hotel. Like, nobody look at what's in this box, okay?
I don't know if anyone here was trying to look at this, but if you were, please don't, okay? I just want to tell everyone that what's in here, super fucked up.
Too mysterious.
No,
you can't see it.
Nobody,
not going to show you.
Nobody try.
And everyone's like, what does he have? He's like, I'll never tell you unless you want to know.
Unless you ask.
Ask me again right now. Do you want to see it? Yes? Okay, here it is. This is what I'm going to show you. So he's showing everyone this mermaid, right? He's like, don't tell your friends about it. Make sure you don't. And he shows the person that owns the hotel. And this guy's so grateful that he's like, wow, this is incredible. Like, look at, can I hold it? And he's like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, hold this mermaid, whatever. I don't care. But don't tell anyone you did it. And he's like, can I show it to all of my friends? And fake Dr. Griffin is like, yeah, for sure. Like, call your friends. Like, we'll have like a mermaid party.
I guess.
But don't let them tell anyone else. But make sure that all of them work for newspapers. So all these people come to like see this little mermaid, and like a bunch of them work for newspapers and stuff. So it gets like published everywhere that there's this incredible beast in Philadelphia.
Find.
Yeah. And then fake Dr. J. Griffin brings this mermaid to New York and kind of does the same thing. he's like walking down the street of New York with this, and he's like, no one get too close. This is a wild animal here, even though it's taxidermy. And everyone's like, what is it? Can we see? And he's like, no, here it is. So they're just like building the lore for this, right?
Mm.
Then P.T. Barnum, quote unquote, convinces definitely real Dr. J. Griffin to bring the mermaid to the American Museum of Natural History for a study. He's like, it's exclusive. We're going to do this private study. And he prints 10,000 pamphlets telling everyone that they're doing this private study.
That's how private it is.
So people go and they're paying to see this mermaid in this quote-unquote study. So they release this pamphlet saying that, like, mermaids are real. This is the mermaid's natural habitat. This is what the specimen, like, it was caught. And, like, when it was caught, it was screaming and it was speaking some strange language that, like, the people didn't understand. And it was this whole, like, lore thing, right? Mm. And the mermaid was just, it was shown around and, like, everyone thought it was real. And P.T. Barnum was just, like, a... P.T. Barnum, number one, was, like, a really bad dude. If you guys don't know the history of him.
Have you watched The Greatest Showman?
That is about P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum?
Yeah.
Did he know that it was fake, or did he think
he knew it was fake.
Oh, he didn't think that he wasn't scammed.
No. Okay. He was scamming everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why his friend pretended to be a doctor. For sure. So no one knows exactly what happened to P.T. Barnum's Fiji mermaid, but it's believed to have been destroyed in the fire of P.T. Barnum's American Museum in 1865. Did you know that? Well, you saw The Greatest Showman.
This is the greatest show. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They took a really fucked up story and made it into a musical.
Yeah. So. And Zac Efron starred in it.
Oh, he did.
With, what's his name?
Wolverine, right?
Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine was in it. There have been like a million billion mermaid sightings throughout history, including Christopher Columbus. Sorry. Bitchtifer Bitchlumbus.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Columbitch.
Columbitch. There it is. Bitchtifer Columbitch. Yes. He also saw mermaids and he wrote about it. He apparently saw three mermaids and he was like, those aren't as pretty as I thought they were going to be.
Because they were fucking manatees.
Yeah. Also, ass. Like,
right?
He's like, fucking ugly ass fucking mermaids. All right, why don't you go colonize something or something?
Yeah, go fucking colonize.
Right?
Colonizer's going to colonize.
Bitch. Many of these sightings can be explained away by sea creatures like manatees, dugongs, dolphins, even like floating piles of garbage or seaweed.
What the hell is a dugong?
It's sort of like a manatee.
Okay.
Yeah, very similar. Looks nothing like a human, that's for sure.
You sure about that?
I mean, you know what? If you're drunk and lonely, anything can look like anything you want it to look like. So, for sure. Look at that beautiful woman. Todd, that's a manatee.
No.
That's a womanatee if I ever saw one. Todd, no.
It's a womanatee.
In 2005, in Marina Beach, India, the body of an unknown creature washed ashore. Authorities were called, and authorities claimed that it was a mermaid.
Mm.
They're like, yep, this is for sure a mermaid. We're going to take these remains. We're going to examine them. We know for a fact it's a mermaid. And apparently this body is preserved in a museum in Egmore, India, but no one's allowed to see it.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like the aliens, the little...
The baked potato aliens?
Yeah, that Mexico found.
Yeah. I mean, this is real, though. We promise, but you can't see it.
Okay.
You can't look at it.
Totally.
But it's real.
It's there. I believe it.
It's there. I feel like you're not believing me, but it is real.
I believe you.
Okay, well, whatever. You can't see it. So.
I don't want to see it.
Good.
I don't want to. So.
Okay, well, you're not going to.
Why? Well, good.
So don't ask.
I never want to.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
You can't.
Fuck.
In 2009, the Israeli town of Kiryat Yam was overrun by tourists and locals trying to get a glimpse of the mermaids that had been spotted there. An alleged mermaid, one appearing to be that of a young girl, appeared only at sunset on the beach. She also, like, did tricks for people.
Wait, I remember hearing about this.
It was, like, not long ago, 2009. So she would, like, do flips in the water and, like, do, like, close-up magic tricks with, like, guess what card this is.
It's just someone's sister.
Yeah. And then She would only like appear like when the sun was setting and it was like kind of dark, and then she would dive into the ocean and like no one would see her until the next night. Hmm. I have a quote from a witness with the greatest name I've ever heard in my life. Shlomo Cohen said, "I was with friends when suddenly we saw a woman lying on the sand in a really weird way. At first I thought she was just another sunbather, but when we approached, she jumped into the water and disappeared. We were all shocked because we saw she had a tail." It would be shocking, Shlomo.
Yeah.
Yeah. The town offered a $1 million reward to anyone that could capture a photo of the mermaid. No one captured a photo of the mermaid.
Because it wasn't real.
Wasn't real. In 2012, in Matar, Zimbabwe, workers were installing a water pump on a dam when they were stopped by a mermaid. Huh. She was said to have been blocking the pump, like underwater, and she was warning the men to stop working. A ritual of some sort was performed so that the men would resume work, but absolutely none of them would. They're like, this is a bad omen. She told us to stop working on this dam. We're not doing it. So the government fired all of those workers, and they hired an entire new team to complete this pump. That team also saw the mermaid, and they said that the mermaid told them to stop working or bad things would happen.
And did they ever finish it?
No, the dam is still unfinished. No, like everyone refuses to continue building this dam because they believe that the mermaid
is like protecting something.
Yeah, was like, if you do this, a bad thing's going to happen. Don't fucking do it.
Why isn't anyone taking videos of this bitch?
I don't know, because it's underwater. This bitch. I don't know, because they respect her privacy. Mm. They asked her for consent and she said no. And they said, okay, fine. Have a good day, man. Good. So yeah, the dam is unfinished. And the spot is known for mermaid sightings still. So people can go there and, like, they think they see a little mermaid under the water.
Huh.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Let's go. You want to go to Zimbabwe?
Let's pretend to be working on it. So she shows up and she's like, hey, don't do that.
And we're like, okay, we won't.
We won't.
We won't. Even though we want to. So that's it. That's what I got from roommates.
Well, that was beautiful. I liked it a lot.
Thank you so much.
Love mermaids. Who doesn't love a mermaid?
Dude, I fucking love a mermaid.
I mean, we all wanted to be mermaids at one point.
I still want to be a mermaid. So, if I could be a mermaid right now and like ditch what I got going on.
Hey, you know, in the beginning of this episode, we were talking about how we're not meant for desk life.
You want to be mermaids?
And I think we're actually meant for mermaid life.
It makes perfect sense because my body's full of microplastics and so is the ocean.
Oh my God.
That's equilibrium right there.
Yeah, we just can't breathe underwater.
Yet, if you spend enough time, Kevin Costner
like,
style.
We could be like those ladies.
Yeah.
And then just spend like 20 hours in the ocean. And
maybe.
Just become mermaids.
Maybe when your toes and your feet start to get like raisiny, like pruney, because you're in the water too much. Mm. That's you evolving into being a mermaid.
All right. Well, we got to spend every waking moment in the kiddie pool outside this summer.
Okay.
So.
Just don't fucking threaten me with a good time. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, all right then. Well, if you guys have any stories about mermaids, hit us up. You can email us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. We are also on all of the social media sites, so you can slip into our DMs there. Don't get mad if we don't answer you, though, because it gets a little gray.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to be in the kiddie pool a lot.
And we're trying to be mermaids this year, so we don't have time to answer all of
it. You know what? Send a school of fish to communicate your message to us.
On land, because we are landlocked.
We are that.
Yeah.
Have a bird carry a fish and drop it
into the kiddie pool.
Like it's restocking a lake.
Yeah. It all comes back around. We also have a Patreon if you guys would like to hang out with us there. We do a lot of fun things. And we have a couple of people that we need to welcome to the coven.
Yes. We don't usually say last names, but we will this one time.
This one and only time.
So, yes, for real. So, welcome to the Patreon, Fox Mulder.
Fox fucking Mulder.
Fox motherfucking Mulder.
Is a part of our Patreon.
In the
motherfucking Not to brag, okay, but welcome.
Not to brag.
I'd also like to welcome Ricardo R.
I would like to welcome Tom H.
And I would like to welcome Serena W.
Welcome to the coven.
And as always, please remember to celebrate the strange.
And keep it unusual. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And this is a part of the show where we give praise to the all-knowing cult leaders, supporters of the podcast, and all-around benevolent beings.
To Tim M. He invented the toaster strudel.
What?
That's right.
Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Katie T., who celebrates Taco Tuesday every week by wearing an inflatable taco costume. Hmm. Her co-workers have asked her to stop, but technically she's not violating dress code, so she won't stop.
I believe in you, Katie. Never stop.
Freedom.
Adam K. rubs matcha powder on his gums so he doesn't get addicted. It totally works, by the way.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, that's like the preferred way to do it, I think.
Mm.
John S., who once took the Flatwoods Monster out for a nice seafood dinner, but he did call her again because she is lovely.
Good. Don't Dorothy Mantooth her. Caitlin R. believes that Santa is actually a crow and the gifts he leaves are like little crow trinkets, which honestly tracks.
It's how he gets down your chimney, right? He just flies right down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lexi C. is actually 10,000 butterflies in a trench coat. Ethereal.
Mm, beautiful. Evan K. I heard he channels the spirits of the old, with an E, gods to write his books through automatic writing.
That's why they're so good and full of lore.
Obviously.
Lenore M. can't be trusted to run with scissors anymore. Mm. Mostly because it means that she's stealing all the scissors again, and it's not funny, Lenore. Please give us our scissors back.
Mm, nothing worse than looking for a pair of scissors that you can't find.
It's the worst.
Molly M. believes the fountain of immortality resides in the last remaining 90s-style Taco Bell in Omaha, Nebraska. Just disguised as a drink dispenser.
Hmm. Well, Tom W. can confirm, because he drank the Baja Blast from the 90s-style Taco Bell, and now his soul will forever Baja last.
Hmm. Koopa C. won't stop telling people that Eraserhead Baby had a twin brother named Pencilhead. But, like, we have no proof that that's not real, so who knows?
It might be real. You honestly, don't know.
It honestly might be.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of our Coven members on Patreon. Without you, we are nothing.
We're nothing. We long to be something, and yet we are nothing. Just shuffling around on this mortal coil.
We will be mermaids soon, though, so...
Oh, fuck, yeah, I fucking forgot.
Yeah, we are something. Well, we are something. We will be something.
Right now, we're nothing.
But we will.
When summer comes, we are going to be motherfucking mermaids. Yes, I'm fucking... Yes. Mermaids.